while every head is bowed in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this anointing. Lord, we thank you, God, that you're the one that does it. Lord, the passion and the desire that you have placed in our lives, you are faithful, faithful, faithful to perform the good work which you have begun. Yes, you are. You are. Faithful and true is our God. Thank you, Lord. That smoking flax you will not quench. The bruised reed you will not break. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're stoking that fire in us, Lord God. And I believe you, Jesus, as you've given us that vision, that we'll come forth as the fiery ones. Yes, God, as you saw them there, as Elijah looked out there. Hallelujah, God. And as they wrote in the prophets, God, hallelujah, they saw them come forth, God, by that river, the river of life. Oh, in Jesus' name, dear God, thank you. Let us drink from that river. It's flowing forth right now. Let us drink and drink it up, Lord God. For that river leads one place. It's right into the midst of the throne of jointly ruling and reigning together with you. Oh, Jesus, Lord, quicken our hearts this morning. Thank you, God, for how we're enriched in the supplying through the vessels to the glory and the wonderful praise of your grace. We give you the praise, the honor, and the thanksgiving, all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a good day. Hallelujah. It's a good day in the Lord. Praise his name. Well, in John 6, praise his name. It was a good day then too. Hallelujah. But through that sixth chapter, as you turn there, Jesus, praise God, had been ministering his word and ministering himself as the word, because he is the word. And he began to tell them more deep things of truth. He began to speak of them, to them, that he was the bread of life. And as he began to speak further and deeper into the things of God, some of those things were hard. Hard even for the disciples. And remember, there weren't just 12 of them. There were disciples of the Lord that were following him, those that were quickened in truth, that heard the word of God. And in the sixth chapter, in the 66th verse, after some of them heard these hard things, it said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. So many of them quit. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Aren't you thankful you know that? That he has the words of eternal life. Now, praise God, a couple weeks ago, the Lord had me away with him. And I was up in a little cabin. And pretty much no cell service, no internet, and those types of things. And TV service is pretty bad. But I happened to turn on that TV, and it was a Sunday. And I'll tell you what, there were channels that I turned to, and I am so thankful God has spared my life. But oh, the smooth tongues that were deceiving the ears. The smooth tongues that were deceiving the ears of the silly, and those with itching ears for everything else but true doctrine. There was excellent speech that was going on, as man would say. There were vain words, very empty. Philosophy was abounding. Literally, as I was so saddened in my heart, there was very little, if anything, about these words of eternal life. It was amazing. I used to think that used to just be in these ones that would gather and send out cards to corporations on learning how to get your employees to perform better. That same message now has entered into the pulpits that used to preach the word of God. They were enticing words to make people feel that a truly were for and toward their feelings, to make them focus not on God, but to focus on themselves. Over and over, I would hear the same message. And it's not a new message, but they package it kind of new. Get away from negativity. Be around positive people. Positive thoughts and positive environments. And I have to tell you something. I believe that that all can be very true if you look to the Word of God for your positive. If you know that the positive and the good environment and the profitable is in the Word of God. Because virtually, I'm telling you, every one of them that I heard of never pointed to that. The vital element that I heard not one of them say that they all left out. Go to the Word of God. Aren't you thankful that you know that? Amen. You want encouragement, I mean real encouragement, where do you go? To the Scriptures. Amen? For anything, for everything, praise God. You're thankful about something God's placed in your life? Don't you hit your knees and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And that's just the grace of God that's with you. It's not because you're so humble and, oh, I got to point up in the sky. And I praise God for any acknowledgement of the Lord in sincerity. But I like those that hit the knees and bow their head and, hey, oh, thanks be to God. I love that, have mercy on me. I appreciated that man that struck his chest and said, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I love that heart, that lowliness, praise God. But I will tell you this, I never heard once, go pray. Go to the altar, worship God. It's gone. It's figure out how to gather with somebody that's going to tell you fun things. Or gather with a group that's going to maybe help you get your goals in life. I never heard once the environment that you need to seek is the house of the Lord. I never heard once gather yourselves with those of like precious faith. Once again, I never heard encouragement of the Word of God. It was man's thoughts and man's doctrine. And I'm telling you, itching ears, it sounds right. People that don't want to settle down with God's word, it's going to feel right. I'm here to tell you today that will rob you. And it will rob you. It might give you away for a moment, but it will send leanness to your soul. Man's speak is all about one thing. I've learned it's all about dwelling here. Man's speak is all about the goal of satisfying your flesh. And I heard it loud and clear. And they weren't shy about saying it. It's your destiny. I kept hearing that. Your destiny, your destiny. Well, I'm going to tell every Christian that I'll ever meet. There's one thing about each and every one of us. Our destiny is not here. My destiny and your destiny, if you think it's here, it's not. That's a lie. That is a lie. You have no destiny here. Your destiny is in heaven. Your destiny, praise God, is when you go home. And we're about to go home. We're about to go home. This is something, praise God, I know we're awake to, but we need to awaken more and more to it. Our destiny, hallelujah, is present with the Lord. And we better be preparing and abiding and mining and tending, praise God, to our soul. As opposed to tending to my feelings and somehow the natural desires of my belly. And I speak this to every age group. I know we've got young people going into college, young people that are in college. And I thank God for that. And you know I encourage that by the grace of God. I believe that under the hand of God is a powerful thing. I'm not afraid of education. Matter of fact, it can be used of the Lord in a life. It's wonderful. Or a trade or whatever it may be. All under the hand of God. Absolutely. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. I think how foolish that we can be that thinking that man's way is the way that's going to help us to our destiny. I know what my destiny is. The Bible tells me what it is. You know what my destiny is? Is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I thank the Lord. That's what he's called me to. That is your vocation. If you'll adhere to the word of God, that is exactly what he wants for every child of God. is to adhere to that. And by the grace of God, we need to protect our ears from that. From those things that would want to battle against that. And we know that it's all the time. There's a clamoring of all of these winds of doctrine that pull at us. Because sometimes we don't feel good in our bodies and we'll start to look to other things. And don't get me wrong once again. Doctors can be useful under the hand of God. Teas and oils now and all of these different vitamins that we take and exercise and all of these different things. Under the hand of God, sure. But you best be looking to the Word of God for your health. For the Word of God for your mental health. For the Word of God, praise God, for your family's health, for your business health, for every bit of your health. Because once you start straying away from it, you are not going the way that your life lives. Christian, your life lives by the faith of the Son of God. And to always be encouraged in that. Praise the Lord, as they sang, Lord, build up that fire, that desire. Praise God. I'm just believing the Lord. Hallelujah. Apply this vessel to hear the Word of God. And you know what happens? Faith comes in. Believing comes in. A fire begins to build. And I begin to powerfully believe the Word of God. And it doesn't need to be in any show. There's a soundness. Praise God. And there's still waters, praise God. Sometimes they're like a flood, but oftentimes it's just a still, small voice that I hear. Oh, my. You know what I'm saying when all those chirpers are coming at you and all of this and how to live your life, how it's going to change, how it's going to be better. Let me tell you something, that one that has never changed, that's the one that's going to bring that power and love and a sound mind. There's nothing like that mind. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you have a love to have a mind that's in love? I love that. There's nothing like being in love. Well, he's giving you that wonderful, wonderful mind with love. And the power, praise God. The power to not fear. The power to go out and walk and to understand that, Lord, you're with me always. No matter what I face, no matter what comes that might seem very sudden and very shocking. Lord, you've never left me. Matter of fact, not only have you never left me, you've appointed and anointed these before ordained good works that I walked therein. You saw this for my life in ages past. It's not programmed, it's divine. It's not something that, oh, well, we're just going through the motions. No, it's the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. It's mighty and it's wonderful. And he waited in ages past for you to walk in it. And to walk with him in it. And hand in arm. And leaning upon his breast. And praising him for it. And to say, Lord, I've gotten enlightened eyes of understanding. I see what you saw for me. And I'm living by the power of the faith of the Son of God. In what you have delivered for my life. There's nothing more powerful than that. And that's the word of the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you this. We walk in that high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We do. And by the grace of God, we need to settle in it. Man is not our leader. The Spirit of the Lord leads us, praise God. We walk in that Spirit. And specifically, we walk in Spirit of truth, Spirit in truth. The Holy Ghost, praise God, that inspires us to win the race. It was sweet thinking about how we need to have an ear that hears the word of God. As the Father said, hear him. So simple. Hear him. Hear the word of God. I thank the Lord for Brother Hill all those years. Any one of us that ever came in, sit down and listen. You go anywhere else and, well, let's find your ministry. It's so sad. You'll never have a ministry unless you know the word of God. You'll never know anything to say unless you hear and hear him and study the word of God. And wait, you don't want to be like that runner that says, well, I just want to run. And he ran and he went out, but he didn't have a message. And the one that God had given the message to, sure, he didn't get there at that time, but he got there on God's time. And the best thing about God's time is if you wait on his time, you'll always have a message because you'll have God's message. But see, there was a king in the word of God. His name was Ahab. And old Ahab, He loved to hear positive things. There was a guy that loved to hear positive things. He would show up at these events to hear positive things. Matter of fact, he was such a king, he didn't have to show up at the events to hear positive things. He got all of the false prophets that would tell him positive things and bring them in to tell him all the positive things. And you know what positive things in his life were? The things he wanted to hear. I know none of us know what that means, really, but let's just kind of exaggerate for a minute and think of the things that I want to hear are really the positive things in my life, all right? So just stay with that for a minute. But see, he didn't want to hear from God's prophet. You know why he didn't want to hear from God's prophet? Because he said, that fella always tells me things I don't want to hear. And he got another king by him, and he says, man, is there not another prophet that we can get in here that can tell me some good things that isn't that prophet of God that you're telling me is the prophet of God? And I know he's the prophet of God, but I don't want to hear him because he tells me things that are against me. Now, one thing I pray for my own life, that would never be me. That I would never think that the word of God is against me. See, the word of God is for me. And it is. The word of God is for my life. And the word of God is not just words of life, but it's words of eternal life. See, they're words that won't just tickle your ear for a moment. They're the words that will be glory for God and you for eternity. You got to launch out there again. It's like, oh, Lord, this is what you're seeing is us. You're seeing, praise God, the wedding day. You're seeing the wedding feast. You're seeing the ages to come, the exceeding riches of your grace with me. I want to have that vision with him. It's so sweet. Like I said, in my house, I've got like this expecting one, and my son and my daughter-in-law-to-be, they're expecting a wedding. Everything about every day is about that wedding. It's about being together. It's about all the beauty and the love and the time that we'll be together, the house by the grace of God that we'll be in together. You ever think what he's preparing for you, Hagen? I think you do, man. That's why you run around here so crazy. Amen. And some people walk by and say, snap out of it. I ain't snapping out of that. Don't you want a sound mind? Well, I believe that started with the power and the love. Amen? That's how you start living a sound mind in this life. That there's no soundness in this life, is there? In this world, pretty much love's gone. Everybody's accusing everybody of everything. Power? There ain't no power. Men try to have power and you realize there's no power. They don't have power to light countries. When a wind comes, God shows, it's gone. Worry about a grid system. Watch this, it'll be gone. Well, what happens if we have an electronic blue? A sunspot might even take it out. It's gone. Dust in the balance. Come on now, we understand this. But God gives us not just a love, not just a power, but his love and his power. And his mind, and boy is it sound, praise God. But see, Ahab, getting back to that guy, he refused the prophet's word, always looking for false prophets to tickle his ears in what he wanted to hear. Think of that, what he wanted to hear. The Lord really encouraged me to encourage you in this. Let me tell you something. You better always want to hear from the word of God. You best always want to hear from the word of God. And oftentimes the best thing that we can hear are the things that we didn't want to hear. Ask King David. He didn't invite Nathan to come and talk to him, did he? Nathan sought him out. The word of the Lord seeks you out. That's called chastening. Because he loves you. And it's going to stop. By the grace of God, have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Hear the Spirit. Praise God. That's it. Hear the word of God. And you know what about those things that I never wanted to hear? Those were the things that I can testify that saved my life. Those things that I didn't want to hear, they changed my life. And I'm telling each and every one of us here today, you're hearing those things. You're hearing it. And he's speaking it to you right now. We've heard that sweet statement many times. Lord, break up the fallow ground. Don't let me be hard of hearing. You're hearing this because his sheep hear his voice. His sheep hear his voice. Hear him. Hear him speak to you right now. Hear him speak to you right now. The words of eternal life that he's been speaking to you. That you've been withholding parts, whatever it is, from your life. Unwilling, maybe fearful, maybe guilty, whatever it is. Today's the day. Right now is now. Hear the words of eternal life. Amen. Don't turn back like those other disciples. No. Sure. Brother Peter went on to say, because this is who he was talking to as well. He went on to say about Brother Paul, which was the same thing. It was the word of the Lord, didn't he? He said some things that Brother Paul said, they're hard to be understood by them or those that wrestle with the truth. That means you don't want to hear it. When you wrestle with truth, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to receive it. There's something, and you're the one. You got to own this. I got to own it. There's something holding me back. It's called unbelief. And I'm the only one I can blame for my unbelief. The Word of God is your lifeline. And you know that. You talk about it saves you time and time again. Amen. Pulls your know what out of where it was trapped time and time again. Come on now, you know it. It's our guide. And it's the only thing, because it is the benefit of our life. Today's preaching isn't anything new. It's just a new spin. It's a new spin on prosper and be in health. I was thinking, my goodness, the garbage that comes out. And yes, I get it. I understand why Paul finally had to say, and he mentioned names. He wrote them down. He said, they're against the truth. They're hurting you. Well, there's too many names to name today because there's many false prophets that are out. And I hate to say this, but many of them are my brethren. Many of them are my brethren. Probably the majority of them on TV are my brethren. And they're telling harmful things. They're telling man's philosophy as opposed to doctrine. That's what we need. And by the grace of God, that's what we need to rest in. Because the coming of the Lord is upon us. And I'm telling you, as the Word of God says, the charlatans are out there. And they're out there and they're encouraged by the enemy to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So all the enemy wants you to do is to lay down your crown. To somehow, some way, say, it's too tough or it's not working for me. Huh? Is that true love? I always go back to marriage. By the grace of God, the anointing of what the Lord truly has in marriage. You don't just lay it down, it ain't working for me. You go on if it's true love. You fight. You fight the good fight of faith in that. Praise God, he's given us this beauty and this encouragement. But brothers and sisters, the crown that we have, it must be the most dear thing that we hold in our lives. Amen? Amen. And that crown is held one way. By listening to Paul's gospel. By gathering yourselves amongst those that love Paul's gospel. I know it's not a popular way. I've mentioned that many times. When I was in the business world, people couldn't wait to get my time. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just telling you a fact. Can I get with you? Would you mind telling me about this? I'm telling you, not a one of those folks, if I was within 100 yards from them, would come one step near. The cross is not popular. It's not. But it's okay. To us who know the value of that, there's nothing worthy to be compared with the glory of ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ, to be glorified together with Him and most importantly for Him. My goodness. What a rest, what a peace. So brothers and sisters, we're in a time that is full of false prophets. But by the grace of God, as He encourages us to gather with wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the words of eternal life. I hate wasting my time, don't you? Don't you hate even something that's not going to... You think about things that wear out all the time. Doesn't it irritate you? Well, this is the one thing that, and the only thing that never does. That's why they're called words of eternal life. We know it, don't we? And it quickens our heart and it makes us glad. These words are trying. Yeah, they're sweet to the mouth, but they're bitter to the stomach. When you walk in it, He's going to prove Himself and that word faithful. It sounds so good, but it's bitter to the stomach. You have to have strength and power from up on high, to walk in it. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. And He'll take you on. And when you don't feel like you can walk in it, you can. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm well able. I want to be like that Caleb and Joshua. I want to look at the promises of God and say, oh my goodness, we're well able to take it. And not tomorrow, but today. But to go in there right now. Possess it right now. And praise the Lord. The words that, yes, are trying, they're the words that build the godly character. I'm talking about them characters, they're called good soldiers that endure hardness. That even when we ain't feeling right, faith is holding us right. Faith always holds you right. It never lets you go. And it's the faith of the Son of God that you have. That is your life. It's holding you. It'll never let you go. You may be at the weakest time of your life right now. Faith is holding you. It's never changed. It's all powerful. In Jesus' name, it's all powerful. Praise Him. Thank Him. That's why you can be thankful in all these things. Brothers and sisters, these are the words that chasten and challenge. But they're the words that shape the jewels for the crown. They're the words that build the masterpiece of grace for Him. And as the Lord kind of stopped this message to my heart for the moment, He just said, now awaken more, my love, to the words of eternal life. The words of eternal life. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You, Lord. This is ours. You said that what's mine is Yours. You've given us all things. As we rejoiced in last week, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. God, help us to be about who we are. And who we are is who we are in Christ. And Lord, thank You that our life with You, praise God, and our life in You is eternal life. Let us be about the words of eternal life. Lord, to have our hearts affection set on the things above, the things that are eternal, the things that are not seen, but those things are told, and they're told to us, and yea, even the deep things of God by the Spirit. Lord, truly, as we will hear tonight, if You tarry, to know Your thoughts to me. Your thoughts to me. Not thoughts to harm me or to hurt me or that are indifferent or that are against me. But Your thoughts that are for me. Your thoughts that are for me with You forever. For eternity to come. And Lord, quicken our hearts today. Lord, this word, the words of eternal life that we have heard over and over and over. Let us be, as brother said, where else can I go? Nowhere. There's nowhere else to go. We're cornered by your love. Hallelujah. We're prisoners of your love. Hallelujah. For thou hast the words of eternal life. Thank you forever and ever and ever, Lord Jesus. Amen.